Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild day across Israel today. Tel Aviv is enjoying a pleasant morning, while Jerusalem experiences clear skies. Haifa is slightly cooler, with a gentle breeze. As the day unfolds, sunshine is expected in many areas. Here are today's headlines. First, a report from Walla just in reveals that two Revolutionary Guards members were shot dead in Iran. Also, Ynet reported earlier today that unknown gunmen killed two Revolutionary Guards in western Iran, with no group claiming responsibility yet. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post discusses Jonathan Conricus criticizing Netanyahu and diplomatic moves with Iran while praising the Lebanon deal. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights concerns in Israel over France and Italy's involvement in the Lebanon agreement amid Hezbollah's strengthening. And finally, the Canadian Museum for Human Rights has opened a Nakba exhibit, according to Forward, despite protests from Jewish leaders. Reaction has been swift on social media. Emily Schrader, a prominent commentator, reported just minutes ago that Mohammad Akbarzadeh, a senior IRGC official, died in a car accident in Kerman province. Seth Franzman, a journalist, highlighted that four Iranian security personnel were killed in separate attacks in Iran, according to local media today. Open source intel noted recently that an IDF soldier's military phone was found in southern Syria, confirmed by footage published by official sources. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran, Walla's recent report and Ynet's earlier coverage confirmed the killing of two Revolutionary Guards by unknown assailants in Kermanshah. This incident underscores the ongoing tension and risks faced by Iranian officials, particularly in Kurdish-majority areas. The lack of immediate claims of responsibility leaves the motive and affiliation of the attackers uncertain, adding to the regional instability. Turning to diplomatic developments, the Jerusalem Post's piece on Jonathan Conricus highlights his critique of Netanyahu's handling of recent U.S.-Iran negotiations. Conricus argues that the memorandum provides Tehran with undue relief without addressing critical concerns like its nuclear and missile programs. This situation could influence regional alignments and the broader balance of power. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports on Israel's worries over potential changes in the Lebanon Agreement's implementation. France and Italy's interest in participating could alter the dynamics, especially with Hezbollah's position strengthening in the region. This comes at a time when maintaining stability along Israel's northern border remains a top priority. Finally, Forward's report on the Nakba exhibit opening in Canada highlights the tension between cultural representation and historical narratives. Despite opposition from Jewish organizations, the exhibit aims to provide a platform for Palestinian history. This development reflects broader conversations on historical memory and reconciliation efforts. On the economic front, first, Walla Business mentions a new health initiative to prevent Ebola from entering Israel. The Health Ministry is launching a campaign targeting travelers from affected regions. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses how internal disagreements have stalled a crucial reform for small businesses in the Knesset, delaying the creation of a business database and credit ratings. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Israeli health tech firm Pulse Enmore saw its shares soar over 200% due to strong market reception in the U.S. for its home ultrasound system. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.